the Nonprofit Podcast, powered by DonorBox.
You wrapped up your fiscal year end, check. You celebrated your wins and learned from your losses, check. And now it's time to tackle an annual report. But what does that look like for you? Is it a multi-page magazine that you print and mail? Is it as simple as a postcard or a video? Well, today we tackle annual reports. They can make or break your annual fundraising campaign. And we've got some tips that might help you actually get your reports off of your to-do list and into the hands of your donors this year. Welcome to the Nonprofit Podcast. I'm Kara, fundraising coach at DonorBox. We're here each week with practical actions you can use today to increase donations and take your nonprofit to the next level tomorrow. Earlier on the Nonprofit Podcast, we introduced the 5 A's of awesome fundraising. Do you remember them? So first, you attract supporters to your organization. Then you ask them to come alongside you by giving. Then you promptly acknowledge their contributions of any size. Then you account for the money they've entrusted to you, and you repeat it again and again. Well, annual reports are a really important way to account for the money your supporters have entrusted to you. So I ask you this, are you intimidated by an annual report? Some organizations are really great at annual reports. It's part of an annual communication calendar, and they go out the door like clockwork. Others are a little more haphazard or don't send them out at all. But do you know what? Those that do send out something that shows the impact of contributions really reap the rewards. And now is a really great time to showcase your impact. You might be surprised in how it can boost your entire fundraising program. And today we have Jenna Lynch, nonprofit advocate at DonorBox, here with us with some tips to get that annual report started and out the door. Welcome, Jenna.
Hey, Kara. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, of course. It's great to see you. And okay, annual reports. So Jenna, in your opinion, what are some common obstacles? What's keeping so many of us from moving the annual report from the to-do list to done?
That is such a great and loaded question, Kara. Producing annual reports can be quite a journey with its fair share of challenges. I remember how frantic I would feel sometimes when we would be in our annual report creating process in some development departments. But I've learned throughout the years that you can really tackle some of these challenges. So first, the creation of annual reports can be really time consuming and maybe even costly, particularly if traditional methods like printing and mailing are involved. However, I've seen organizations successfully address this issue by embracing digital solutions. So by leveraging online platforms and tools, you can significantly reduce both the time and expenses associated with creating and distributing your reports. And the shift to digital not only saves resources, but also allows for more interactive and dynamic report formats, which is pretty cool. And then writing an annual report in a clear and engaging manner can also be a real struggle, especially when you need to cater to different audiences and you have to avoid that jargon that you're so used to using in the workplace. And a modern option to overcome this challenge is actually by leveraging the power of AI-driven language tools such as ChatGPT, VizMe, WriteSonic, and Elicit. Those are some really great ones that we've done some research on. And these tools can help simplify these like complex concepts that you want to relay and transform this dense information into really understandable content. And then by incorporating these AI options, you can craft a report that really resonates with diverse audiences and communicates your message effectively. But a little caveat here, you just need to be sure to edit and incorporate your authentic voice because people want to hear this report coming from you, but this can really help you get in the right lane.
You know, I think using AI for writing is definitely a little bit of a controversial topic, especially right now. And while it's not everyone's cup of tea, it's certainly not mine. But I can see the value in considering the benefits of that AI-driven language tools like ChatGPT and what it can bring to the writing process. It's really terrific to use it for brainstorming headlines or topics. And I'm just going to say it again. You just said it. It's so important to make sure that it doesn't compromise the authenticity and that personal touch that make your organization unique. You know, each organization should really assess whether AI aligns with their voice and values, but it's definitely very helpful when brainstorming, I think.
Oh, yeah, for sure, Kara. It's all about finding that right balance between utilizing AI as a helpful tool, but again, maintaining that human connection in your writings. Moving on to the next challenge, I've heard some nonprofit folks express a lot at measuring the effectiveness and the return on investment is kind of a complex task that can be discouraging to nonprofits when it comes to annual reports. Always ask yourself, why are we creating this? What do we want to see come out of this? How do we measure that before you even begin that work, right? And then additionally, it's important to emphasize the quality of your outcomes rather than just solely focusing on numerical figures within your report. So make sure that your report showcases the meaningful change your organization is making.
Yes, absolutely. Numbers have a way of speaking volumes and showing the concrete results of your hard work. They add credibility and they really demonstrate some real world difference that you're making. And here's a little writing tip I would like to add to this discussion. So by incorporating some really great storytelling and compelling narratives into your reports alongside those numbers, you can truly captivate your readers and create an emotional connection. It's like painting a vivid picture that brings your mission to life.
I'll just add one more to this. The struggle to capture stakeholders' attention is for sure another common concern I've seen. Based on my experience, making your report visually appealing and engaging is key. I'm sure our listeners are like seeing a theme here, right? So incorporate that eye-catching design, those elements, those infographics, and compelling storytelling techniques really goes a long way. And by presenting your information in an accessible and visually stimulating way, you can really grab the attention of your stakeholders and keep them engaged throughout the entire report, hopefully.
So much to consider there. I agree. Something is better than nothing. Thank you so much for breaking that down a little bit, Jenna. So I want to shift gears and talk about some must-dos when it comes to creating those impactful reports. So let's make sure we don't overwhelm our listeners. Let's focus on a few key strategies that can make a real difference.
It is all about keeping it manageable and effective.
Okay, so here are my must-dos. One thing that really stands out is using visuals to convey the impact. It's so important to capture your readers' attention with some eye-catching images and some infographics and charts that tell a compelling story. So like we said before, visuals next to numbers can really tell the whole story.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think this works so well because we as humans, we're visual creatures. Visuals have that power to make a lasting impression and make your report more engaging and really help your readers connect on a deeper level.
And another absolute must-do is to humanize the success by sharing individual stories. So people love hearing those personal narratives that really illustrate the difference your organization is making in people's lives. It brings a sense of empathy and connection to your readers when you share those heartwarming stories. Like if you told a story of someone who benefited from a certain fund or program, it allows your readers to see that real world impact of their support and really feel like they're part of something bigger. And then don't forget the importance of transparency. Being open and transparent about your financials and operations builds trust with your donors and your stakeholders. It's essential to show them how their contributions are being utilized and the impact that they're making.
Transparency is absolutely key. One organization I worked with actually included a breakdown of their financials and their report in a really comprehensible format. And it just made it so easy for their readers to understand where the donations were allocated. And this level of transparency majorly helped build confidence and trust in their organization for sure. And okay, I would like to add a few more things to these must-dos, if you don't mind, Kara. So you should also convey gratitude by saying thank you. So showing your appreciation to your donors and supporters throughout your report goes a long way in fostering those strong relationships, right? You're writing this report for your supporters, so you should definitely be expressing that gratitude. And you should inspire your readers to take action. So by that, I mean encourage them to get involved, whether it's through volunteering, donating, or spreading the word about your organization's mission. And then something that's really easy to incorporate, you should include a table of contents to make your report more readable, even if it's more than a few pages long. I would say you should do this.
Those are some really great additions. Okay, so we talked about the must-dos. Now let's talk about what to leave out when creating annual reports. It's just as crucial to know what to exclude as it is to know what to include. So what are your thoughts here, Jenna?
Well, okay, when it comes to what to leave out, one important thing to keep in mind is to steer clear of too much corporate speak. So while maintaining a really professional tone is important, bombarding your readers with like industry technical jargon and acronyms is just a recipe for confusion and major disconnect. You don't want your readers to have to Google acronyms for them to understand what's in your report. So it's really important to aim for clarity and accessibility. So make sure that your report speaks your reader's language.
Yes. So let's kick the corporate speech and incorporate more relatable conversational language. Another thing to avoid is drowning your readers in a sea of data. We talked about presenting some numbers, but don't drown them in them, right? So data is sometimes really hard to digest when it's just page after page. So you should present stats and numbers in a visually appealing and digestible way, accompanied by those stories that tug at their heartstrings. So you're talking to both sides of their brain.
Now, speaking of stories, you should also stay clear of excess self-promotion. So going all we, or us. And by that, what I mean is talking about yourself and your accomplishments as an organization more than what your supporters and donors have accomplished through their generosity. So it's really as simple as using the word you more than the word we throughout your report. You want to shine the spotlight on your supporters and showcase what they've accomplished through their generosity.
You have hit the nail on the head. It's about creating a report that makes our readers feel like VIPs. So moving on to our next don't, you should avoid turning out reports into lengthy novels. So you'll lose readers, and that would simply be a waste of money and a waste of time. We want our reports to be concise, relevant, and captivating. Less is truly more here. So share only what's relevant and of interest to your audience. For that, you need to know your audience. And always ask yourself, so what, before including something in the report. And there's one more don't that I don't want to forget that ties into this one. Don't fall into the trap of focusing too much on activities without showcasing the real impact that they've made. You don't want a laundry list of everything you've done. Instead, we want to make readers know how their time and money have truly made a difference.
Oh, yeah. I hear you with that one. You definitely don't want to bore your readers with a laundry list of last year's activities. Mm-hmm. So instead, you're saying bring the excitement by showcasing those quantifiable results and meaningful achievements that have been accomplished through those activities and those programs. So you want your readers to feel the impact that they've made through that communication.
Yeah. And I think it's always a great idea to have someone outside of your staff, maybe someone outside of your organization, proofread your report before you share it with any of your key supporters. They might be able to provide some insight about what works and what is confusing.
That's a really great tip. Yeah.
Okay. So now that we've covered the must-dos and the don'ts, let's dive into some format ideas and some writing tips to make your annual reports shine. So Jenna, what are your thoughts on the different formats organizations can explore?
Great question. Okay, when it comes to formats, organizations have several different options to consider. So there might be some overwhelm when you're considering all the different avenues that you can go down, and that's okay. So you can go for the classic magazine style. So that's beautifully printed and mailed, which adds a touch of elegance, but it can be pricey. And alternatively, you can explore the digital route, which is my personal favorite because it's so accessible and something I think we're seeing more often. So with an online version that allows for interactive elements and easy distribution, I think that's really great. And alternatively, a nicely designed PDF would work as a digital version too.
Yeah, that's easy enough. The magazine format definitely adds that tangible experience for your readers. And when you mail, your organization's piece often stays in front of your audience much longer on average. I think mailed pieces will stay on a kitchen counter or a desk for about 17 days, where your digital piece could be looked at for seconds or minutes. So digital is definitely more cost effective, and it's all about finding that right balance between tradition and innovation In some organizations I've worked with, will print copies for their VIP supporters or those who they know prefer mailed publications, and then they'll send the remainder digitally. So you could do a mix and match of that too. I also would say that you should explore some other formats, like sending the report via email or creating a concise and impactful one-pager or a postcard. Jenna, we've shared some resources and some webinar time with the company Appealmaker, and I was recently on their website and noticed they have a nice annual report template that's really easy and attractive to use, as well as a postcard and newsletter templates that could easily be adapted for annual reports. So templates like those mean your annual report could be done and out the door so quickly. Sometimes it's intimidating to think about how to design it, and these templates really make it easy. And I will also say that a lot of organizations are really seeing a great response to quick impact videos showcasing someone recognizable from their organization and footage of the supporters' gifts at work. So there are so many possibilities.
Oh, I love the idea of an impact video. I think overall, those are really, really great suggestions, Kara, for sure. Thank you.
So we have certainly covered a lot of ground today, from overcoming challenges, some must-dos, some don'ts, some format ideas, and some writing tips. And we hope that this discussion has provided some valuable insights and inspiration for our listeners as they embark on creating impactful annual reports for their organizations. So remember, annual reports are not just a task to check off your list. They are an opportunity to celebrate achievements, to express gratitude, and engage with your community. With careful planning, some creativity, and a donor-focused mindset, you can make your annual reports a valuable tool for strengthening relationships and advancing your organization's mission. So, Jenna, as always, I love spending time with you. Thank you for your insight today.
Thanks for having me, as always, Kara. And I'd also like to say, if our listeners are looking for some extra help, be sure to check out our step-by-step guide to writing an effective nonprofit annual report, and we'll link it in today's show notes. And you'll find some really valuable tips and strategies to guide you through the process. And then if you're in need of some extra inspiration, we've got you covered there too. We've got another great blog post with some nice examples of annual reports that you can check out in the show notes today as well.
Thank you. Those are terrific resources. And I want to say thank you to our listeners for choosing to spend time with the Nonprofit Podcast. I hope you've left with confidence to take a small step today that will make a big difference tomorrow. Be sure to click the download button on your podcast player, then leave the Nonprofit Podcast a review or give it a thumbs up if you're listening to the Nonprofit Podcast on YouTube. Your review is really a great way to help others find us. You're here to help others. We're here to help you. So until next time, stay inspired.
That warm feeling when you help someone, it's not just happiness, it's fulfillment. And we believe it should be available to everyone. From frontline heroes to first-time fundraisers, our tools empower you to help others. This is our mission. This is DonorBox, helping you help others.